You're listening to SBS News.
If Britain leaves the European Union next year without a deal, the British government has acknowledged businesses could face a lot more bureaucratic processes at the border. Customers could see higher credit card fees, patients could endure delays to medical treatments, and there could even be a sperm shortage. But it says it has plans to cope, and it's released documents outlining how. The papers cover sectors including financial services, medicines, and nuclear material. Brexit Secretary Dominic Raab says there'll be disruptions whether a deal is reached or not, and people and businesses shouldn't be alarmed.
Contrary to one of the wilder claims, you will still be able to enjoy a BLT after Brexit, and there are no plans to deploy the army to maintain food supplies.
The government insists it's confident of getting a deal, but is preparing for all outcomes.
Our laws will be on the statute book, the staff will be in place, the teams will be in post, and our institutions will be ready for Brexit, deal or no deal.
One of the thorniest questions, how to maintain an open border free of customs posts between EU member Ireland and the United Kingdom's Northern Ireland, remains unanswered. Britain's opposition Labour Party has criticised the timing of the release just 8 weeks before an EU summit where a deal is meant to be finalised. Opposition Brexit spokesman Keir Starmer says it suggests the government's not optimistic about the progress of negotiations. He says a no-deal Brexit should be avoided at all costs.
A no-deal Brexit would be a real catastrophe. I mean, that would be a complete failure of the government's negotiating position. We can't be casual about no deal. It means we haven't reached any agreement on anything, whether it's trade, security, aviation, EU citizens, UK citizens in Europe.
European Union President Sebastian Kurz says he wants to help avoid a no-deal Brexit.
It was probably the worst decision of recent years, Britain's decision to leave the European Union. But the decision was taken, and now it is about ensuring that contact remains good.
British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt says he's cautiously hopeful agreement can be reached.
I think Parliament will only accept a deal that is consistent with the letter and spirit of the referendum result, the decision by the British people to leave the European Union. And indeed, that is the only agreement that Theresa May and her government, of which I'm a part, would ever put to Parliament.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.